You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
A good Sunday morning, everybody. It's Easter. It's Resurrection Day, and we're so delighted that you are joining us here at Breakout Radio Church on this Easter Sunday morning. And I'm here to declare that Jesus is alive. And last summer, Gene and I felt the call to start a radio church. And so we are responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. As we start the service today, I'd like to encourage you to go to our new website at breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can go to our meeting room there, leave me a prayer request or a message, and, well, here we are at our ministry center in Austin, Texas, and Gene and I are so delighted to have you attending church here on this wonderful Easter Sunday morning. It's a great day, isn't it, Gene?
Yes, it's a great day. Easter Sunday. Welcome, Breakout family. And I just pray that you and your family have a great day today,
yes.
That you are blessed.
Yes. Yes, I declare that that we are blessed, and I declare that you are blessed. We bless our members today, and I've been holding their names in my hands, and we're just so very, very thankful for all of our church family, aren't we, Gene?
Yes, we are.
And I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful that, Gene, I'm so thankful that we have this opportunity to lead Breakout Radio Church, and there may be people visiting Breakout Radio Church on this Easter Sunday, and we're going to tell everybody how they can become members of Breakout Radio Church. And today we have a special friend that's gonna sing a song before I preach today. His name is Noel Richards. He and Trish. And we met them in 1991.
Yes.
Or 1990, wasn't it?
1990, I think.
Yeah.
In London, England.
In England. And then we got to be with them at Wembley Stadium on that wonderful day when about 45,000 people gathered in London. And Noel Richards sang this song. We got him to sing it today, and then I'm going to preach. Let's pray right now. Father, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement along with the members and those attending Breakout Radio Church today, that your will is going to be done today here on this Resurrection Sunday morning. In Jesus' name, Lord, as we celebrate your resurrection, we pray the will of God be done in this church service today. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen and amen. Well, God bless all of you, and Noel's going to sing, and then I'm going to preach a word that God has put in my heart today, but Noel's going to sing about Jesus being alive. He is alive, and he is risen from the dead. So, Noel, here we go.
Grave God did. the angels at his side. They will sound the final trumpet. From the grave we shall the champion of our faith.
Let's give the Lord a good praise offering today. Father, we are so very, very thankful and grateful today that you are alive, that you have risen. We celebrate that today in Jesus' name. We celebrate your resurrection. We celebrate because you live, we can live also. Lord, I'm so very, very thankful and grateful today for this Easter Sunday morning, 2017. So very, very thankful for the resurrection power that dwells in us because it dwells in you. Lord, in Jesus' name, we worship you. We honor you today. We magnify your name today. We glorify your name today. I'm so very, very thankful. So very, very thankful that you are in church today. And I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, if you will. Matthew chapter 28. And I'm going to begin to read with read verse number 1. Matthew 28, beginning with verse number 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guard shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. That is our message today, the message of the cross and the message of the resurrection. And so the angel of the Lord said to the women there on Easter Sunday morning, I want you to go check it out and see if he is here. And the women, of course, checked it out and saw that Jesus was not in the tomb. He was not in the grave, but he had been resurrected. And I'm here to tell you today that I personally went and checked it out. I went to Israel several years ago. In fact, I have gone twice. And both times I went to the tomb. And I can declare today that the tomb is empty. And the tomb is empty because Jesus has risen from the dead. No other religion in the whole wide world can make that claim, that the one that they served, that the one that they bowed to, has been raised from the dead. But our Savior, our Lord Jesus, has been raised from the dead. And because he lives, we can live. Because he lives, we have hope. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. And because he lived, I was able to come into this life and start from my mother's womb. I believe that even from the foundation of the world, the I Am had a plan for me. And so today, we celebrate his resurrection. And I just want to talk a little bit today about my journey, which was so significant, to Israel. And first of all, I went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And the Garden of Gethsemane was where I prayed. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, there are those olive trees that some people say are as old as 2,000 years or older. And I went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and I knelt down, and there I had an encounter with Jesus. You know, somebody said that they know that there are people that give their life to Jesus, but they never give their heart. I believe when we give our life to Jesus, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But there's something about having that encounter with Jesus. There's something about having that encounter with him. You know, I remember, especially growing up as a boy, where the pastor would always give an invitation. I've been to churches where no one gives an invitation for people to get saved, for the lost to know Jesus. And I remember the people singing, the choir singing, "Just As I Am," without one plea, that his blood was shed for thee. And I remember that the pastors would always close every service giving people an invitation to know Jesus, giving an invitation for people to get right with God. And I remember growing up and seeing people stream down the aisles with tears streaming down their faces, and that we would usually have altars, wooden altars at the church, and people would get on their knees and cry. And there was a deep sense of repentance that would come upon them. There was encounters. That's how I felt the first time that I went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and I wept, and I had an encounter with Jesus. I believe on this Resurrection Sunday that there are people that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. Maybe you've never really had an encounter. Maybe you gave your heart and life to Jesus. Maybe you said, "Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me my sins," and your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but you've never really had an encounter. I believe that today, on this Easter Sunday, there are many of you today that are going to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. You're going to have an encounter with Jesus. And that's what happened. And the second time that I went to Israel, I took this journey. And first of all, I went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And there I just had this incredible experience, knowing that this is where Jesus, this is the first stop on his journey to the cross and then to the tomb, was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And this is where Jesus wanted his disciples to watch with him and pray with him. And in the Garden of Gethsemane is where Jesus had to have his will broken. He spoke these words, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done." Not my will. And the Bible said there was such intercession. There was such agony. There was such breaking of his will that sweat and blood mingled together, came out of the pores of his skin. It was an encounter that ended with these words, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to give my life. I'm willing to serve you. Here I am. Not my will, but your will be done." I believe that all of us, I'm not saying it is mandatory, but I believe that all of us need to have an encounter where we give Jesus our heart, not just our life, but our heart, and say, "Lord, here I am, and I submit myself to you, and your will, plan, and purpose be done in my life. I only have one life to live, and whatever you want me to do, I will do for you. I will not live my life according to the way that I want it to be. I give myself to you. I give my life to you." And I believe that we as sons and daughters of God, we as Christians, we need to have a Gethsemane encounter where our hearts are broken and our wills are broken. And we determine, Lord, that we are going to serve him with our whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. And we will do his will, not our will. And so Jesus had an encounter. I don't believe he could have gone to the cross without it. He had to determine, "I'm going to do the will of God." There must be a determination in our heart, church, that we're going to do the will of God. Whatever the cost, whatever we have to do, whatever we have to sacrifice, wherever we have to go, whoever we have to leave, we are going to do the will of God because we have been to Gethsemane. And there our hearts have been broken and our wills have been broken. You know, there's a path that we must follow. And it's the path of Jesus. Jesus said there is only one way to him. You know, so many people think there's so many ways to God. But there's only one way. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that cometh to me, I'm not going to cast out. I'm not going to resist. But I am the way. And he is I am. I am that is past, present, and future. He is the same yesterday and today and forever." And so there is a path that we must follow if we are going to have eternal life. I believe that when all of us came out of our mother's womb, we came out with a plan. And the plan was a good plan to give us a future and a hope. But even with the plan attached, we are free moral agents. And we have an opportunity to choose who we will follow, who we will serve. And you know, it's very, very important that we make that choice. There are many choices that we can make in life, but that is the main choice. And our life, of course, is filled with choices. But Jesus wants us to serve him, not because we have to serve him, but because we choose to serve him. And he has provided a pathway for us to follow. And he said, "Straight is the way, narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. He said there are some broad ways, and those are ways of destruction. And there's so many, many people think that they've been deceived into believing that everybody's going to go to heaven. There's a very popular movie out that Gene and I went to see recently called The Shack. And I don't have any, I think that copy, that book sold maybe 14 million copies. A lot of people have gone to see it. And I have to remind people that that is a fiction book. It is not a doctrinal book. The doctrine is not correct. And the movie somewhat indicates that there are many roads that lead to heaven, and that God is not going to send anybody to hell. That everybody eventually is going to be saved because of a loving God. But we must understand that that is deception. If that had been true, there would have been no need for a cross. There would have been no need for a suffering. There would have been no need for a resurrection. But we have to make the choice. Everybody makes the choice. Choose life. Joshua said many years ago, choose this day who you will serve. And you know, I read in the book of Revelation where during the 1,000 years millennial reign, when Satan is put in the bottomless pit, that there will be a lot of children that will be born during that 1,000 years, and they will never have known temptation. They will have never had to make any choice. They will simply live in the 1,000-year reign when Jesus sets up his rule and reign on this earth, and we rule and reign with him. But then the Bible says after the end of 1,000 years that Satan will be, and his demons and his entourage will be released out of the bottomless pit for a season to go about the earth. And what will they do? They will tempt those people, and they will try to recruit those that have never, that have been born during those 1,000 years. And during those 1,000 years, those people will have to choose who they're going to serve. Are they going to serve Jesus, who has been ruling or reigning, or are they going to be deceived and serve Satan as he goes about and makes his presentation? And those who accept Christ will have eternal life, and those who follow Satan will once again rule and reign with him throughout eternity in hell. And so all roads do not lead to heaven. There is a way that leads to heaven, and then there is a road of destruction. And today, those of you that have gone down that road through by the cross will certainly have eternal life. So I made that journey. I went to Israel, and I went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And even though I knew Jesus, even though I was a minister of the gospel, I had this encounter. And once again, I recommitted myself, my life, to him. I've actually never been the same. And then I went down the road. While I was at Gethsemane, I found that Jesus was not there. I went down the road to Mount Calvary, to where the cross was. And Jesus was not there. But as I stood before Mount Calvary, I wept once again, and I was so grateful and thankful for the Lord giving his life, that I might have life and I might have it more abundantly. There he died on the cross of Calvary in my stead. There he died that I might have life. He died that I might live and that I might have life and have it more abundantly. And he died that the will, plan, and purpose for my life could be fulfilled. So when I came out of my mother's womb, I came out just as everybody else does, with a good plan. And the plan that I had that was attached to my life could only be fulfilled if I chose Calvary. Because of Calvary, I'll never be the same again. And so I chose Jesus. When I got to Calvary, he was not there, but the works that was done at Calvary was there. And as I knelt there at Mount Calvary, I recommitted my life to Jesus, and I thanked him for the work that he had done on the cross. And then I went from Calvary to the tomb. And as I entered the tomb, I discovered that Jesus was not in the tomb either. He was no longer in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was no longer at Mount Calvary. And he was no longer in the tomb. The tomb was empty because I knew that Jesus had risen from the dead. And I knew that because he was alive, that I could also live forever and ever. And so I had the opportunity that day to preach at the tomb. And as I preached to the tomb with people gathered around, the anointing of the Holy Spirit came upon me because I realized this is the hope. This is the hope that makes not ashamed. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, that there is a resurrection. And when I came to know Jesus, I experienced the death of myself, the death of what I wanted to do. And I died with him. And because I died with him, I knew that I could live with him. And one day, there's going to be a transference. I'm going to live eternally. Jesus said in the book of John, he said, if you believe in me, he said, you will never die. When I think about that, it's mind-boggling. It's one of the most awesome things you could ever think about, that I am never going to die. You may say, well, the Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die. And we're talking about the separation of the spirit from the body. You know, we live in a very temporary body. This body cannot live very long. 70 years would be good. 80 years would be fantastic. Some people live older, and some people, they die a lot younger. And so we know that what we would call death is simply a separation of the spirit from the body. Our body gets to a place where it can no longer contain our soul and our spirit. And the body gives up. The body no longer has any breath to keep the body going. That's where the spirit and the soul is. But once the body gives up and breathes its last, then the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so when we die, what we call death is simply a transference. We transfer from one place to another place, and we transfer this soul and spirit to be with the Lord. And so I believe the angels carry us away. I believe the angels carry us away. Somebody said that my mother died and we could hear the angels, the wings of the angels. Somebody said, well, I believe that's a kind of a child's story. But they said we could actually hear the wings of the angels as they came and took my mother away. And so to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. There's a lot of people say, well, when you get to heaven, when we go to heaven, what is it going to look like? And if we are spirits, are we going to know each other? We're going to see each other. Well, the Bible said, John said in the book of Revelation, I saw spirits under the altar. When Jesus rose from the dead, they could see him. He had a bodily form. And I don't believe he was some type of creature, some alien that they were surprised to see. But I believe that he had a bodily form. And I'm not gonna worry about if my mansion has already been built, prepared. I'm not gonna worry if the streets of gold or not. I know there is a heaven. There's a lot of controversy about what happens. All I know is the Bible said, Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so I know that when I leave this body, that I'm going to be present with the Lord. And when I leave this body, there will be a memorial service. And people will be able to remember me and spend time with my family. And then they will eventually take my body and put it in the grave. But I will not be there. Just my body is there. But my body will wait with anticipation for the resurrection. And that is what it's all about, the resurrection. If there was no resurrection, there would be no hope. And so Jesus was not at the cross. He was not at Calvary. I checked it out. He was not in the tomb. The tomb was empty. I checked it out. Where was he at? He had gone. He had been resurrected, and he had gone to be with the Father. Where is Jesus today? Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, and he intercedes. He makes intercession for us. He has also preparing a heaven for us. He said in John chapter 14, where I am, there you will be also. And so there will come a day, there will come a day, a resurrection day when my body, this body, and the people that have died before us, gone before us, that body will be resurrected. And we'll put on a new body. And the old song used to say, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. And I believe today that because he lives, we live also. And so because of the resurrection, I have a hope. And Paul said, this is a hope that makes not ashamed. So there's a lot of people today that are worried and troubled about many, many things. Because they feel that this life is only that this life is all that there is to life, and so they work and they fulfill all the lust of the flesh because they somehow believe that they're going to go for it. They're going to live fast, love hard, and even die young if necessary. But they are going to, and many people live life like they're going to live it forever. But you must understand, and I must understand, and we must understand that each of us are only one breath away from eternity. We are only one heartbeat away from eternity. And this life is not our own. This life is here to serve the Lord Jesus and to serve others. This life is to do his will, plan, and purpose. And this life is to prepare for eternal life because we're going to spend eternity somewhere. We're going to spend eternity somewhere. And if we choose the cross, which is a narrow way, which is the Jesus way, there are not many ways to heaven. There is only one way to heaven, and that way is Jesus. And so he paid the supreme sacrifice. And he said to Nicodemus, I am the way to Nicodemus. And he said, I will give you eternal life. And Nicodemus, who was one of the rulers of Israel, said, how can that happen? How can I respond to your invitation to being born again when... He said, do you mean I have to go back into my mother's womb and get born again? Jesus said, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about spiritual things. If you'll be born of the Spirit, you will have eternal life. And so today we have the opportunity as people alive in this world, on this earth, wherever you may be living, wherever you may be attending church from, whatever city or whatever nation that you may be listening from, you have the opportunity to make the most important decision of your life. And that is to follow the Lord. I choose to follow him. What do you do to follow him? You must go to the cross. There is only one way, and that is the way to the cross. And you must die to yourself. And you must say, I give my life to Jesus. I accept him as my Lord and my Savior. And what better time than on a Resurrection Sunday morning as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus to give your life to Him. And the cross, by the cross, is the way to go. And I declare today that you can walk this road by accepting Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. And I want to give you that opportunity here today at Breakout Radio Church. I want to give you an opportunity to go to the cross and accept Him. And if you will give Him your life, give Him your heart, and say, "Here I am, Lord. I give you my life. I will serve you. I will live for you all the days of my life. I don't want to live for myself. I want to live for you. And I know that your way is to walk this road of obedience, to walk this road of love, loving people that don't love us, loving people that maybe hate us and have done us wrong, but given our lives to serve you. And the work that was done at the cross, the blood that was shed, was the blood that was shed for you and I's salvation. The Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. So somebody had to pay the sacrifice. In the Old Testament, it was the blood of bulls and goats and animals that they had to sacrifice. But Jesus became a sacrifice once and for all. And the Bible said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved today." Your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you'll have eternal life. And when that happens, the Spirit, the Bible said, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that dunamis dynamite Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, will begin to dwell in our mortal bodies. And so what does that mean? That means that I have the same Spirit that I'm going to have throughout eternity. I won't be a different Dale Gentry when I get to heaven. I'll be the same Dale Gentry. I'll be the same. I'll have a new body. I won't have any more sickness or sorrow or heartaches or temptations, but I'll be the same Dale Gentry. I'll know my mother, my dad, my brother-in-law, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, my dear friends, my spiritual father, my spiritual mother. I'll know those that have gone on before. I'll be able to have many great conversations. But no longer will we have this mortal body, but we will have a new body. Today I want to give you an invitation to accept Jesus as your Savior here on this Easter Sunday. The price has already been paid. The price has already been paid. Freely, freely Jesus gave Himself for you and for me. And we must now freely receive it. It's very simple. The Bible said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave Him on the cross of Calvary. Jesus said, I'll go. And I will be a sacrifice for everyone that chooses to follow the path that leads to life. I am the way, He said. I am the truth, and I am the life. So I want to give you an invitation today. I want you to get ready, wherever you may be, to accept Jesus as your Savior. He's alive today. He is risen. And we celebrate the resurrection on this Easter Sunday. And I want to give you this invitation. The Bible said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I want you today to call on his name. I want to pray for you. Father, I pray for every person that is attending Breakout Radio Church today. They do not know the Lord as their personal Savior. Lord, help them to trust in you. I pray that they will trust in you, give their life to you, and they will trust you with all of their heart, and all of their soul, and all of their mind. In Jesus' name. Would you say this prayer after me? Just say it. The Bible said with our confessions made with our mouth. Would you say these words, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. With your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price at Calvary that I might have eternal life. Because you live, I live also. And thank you for paying that price. I want to give you just a few moments just to spend some time in prayer with the Lord. Well, my friend Pauline Wicks is going to sing this song, Jesus Paid It All. All to Him I Owe. Let's just spend some time with the Lord as she sings right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This could be a Gethsemane time for all of us today.
And I hear the Savior say, your strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me your all.
Snow. Thank you. Thank you, Pauline Wicks, for singing that song. What a beautiful song. Our friend, Pauline Wicks. Jesus paid it all. And if you need a church, you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. All you have to do is go to our membership link, whether you're on bpnradio.com or you're on our breakoutradiochurch.com website. There's a membership link, and you can fill out that membership card and become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And I'm holding names of members in my hand. I just want to speak a blessing upon some of y'all on this Easter Sunday. Ann in Gaffney, South Carolina. Michelle in Madisonville, Kentucky. I bless you. Rita in Glenpool, Oklahoma. Barbara, Fort Worth, Texas. Kim, Middlesboro, Kentucky. I bless you, Colby. Carlsbad, New Mexico. And Mark and Deborah in Seneca, South Carolina. Gerald and Thelma in Conroe, Texas. I bless you, Benedine, San Diego, California. I bless you, Eugene and Kathy, there in Holiday, Texas. I bless you, Lester in Waco, Texas. I bless you, Melinda in Owasso, Oklahoma, and you, Carol, in Roy City, Texas. I bless you, Steve, there in Sheffield, England. I bless you, Patty, in Lubbock, Texas. And I could go on and on and on, but I'm so thankful for the members of Breakout Radio Church. And you can become a member also just by going to the membership link and filling out the information submitted. And so thankful for you today. It's good to have a longtime friend of mine. It's good to have a longtime friend of mine who's coming to receive our tithes and offerings. Glenn Howard has been my friend since way, way back. And mighty man of God, I'm thankful he's a member of Breakout Radio Church, a missionary, a man who loves Israel very, very much. And Glenn, it's so good to have you at Breakout Radio Church, and good to have you sharing today. God bless you.
Thank you, Dale, and so good to be with you. I enjoyed your Easter sermon. Truly, the resurrection is where the secret of everything is. I, too, have had the privilege of being in that empty tomb several times, and even though his body is not there, the spirit of the resurrected Christ is very much alive there and around the world. Dale, I really do appreciate the opportunity to come and be with you in your service today. Wanted to share with you, several years ago, my wife and I had the privilege of serving in Manila, Philippines, as the directors of the Manila Bible Institute. While we were there, our young people built about 17 churches in the greater Manila area. Many of these were very small, very poor. The one in particular was a church located down on the Pasig River. We referred to it as the Duck Shed Church because it literally was. It was a little duck shed that they had gone in. They'd cleaned it out, packed down the dirt, set up a few benches, put a pulpit up front, and they called the church. A wonderful group of people worshiping the Lord. And I remember as I visited with them on several occasions, they never received the tithe. And I said something to the young pastor about, why do you not receive the tithe? And he said, oh, Brother Glenn, our people are so poor, they cannot afford to pay tithes. I said, Pastor, if your people are poor, they certainly are the ones who really need to pay tithes to experience the blessings of God on their life. So I took all of my pastors. We got a retreat center, which, of course, in the Philippines was not very fancy and not very expensive. But I took all my pastors out for about 3 days, and we literally went through the scriptures talking about where Jesus says, where your treasure is, there is where your heart will be also. Looked in Deuteronomy 28 at the blessings for obedience and the curse for disobedience, particularly then in Malachi, where God says that if you're not giving me that that is mine, you are robbing me, for the tithe does not belong to God. It is God's. It's just a matter of whether we let him have it or if we steal it from him. And then on over, talking about the law of sowing and reaping, in 2 Corinthians where Paul talks about we plant and we receive and God loves a cheerful heart. So many scriptures about it. And as we continue to teach about this, the New Testament where Jesus makes that command and promise, it was so exciting to watch them get excited. So they went back and began teaching tithing in those local churches. And the most interesting thing is that as they began teaching tithing and people began tithing, things began to change in the lives of the people. You saw people who were beginning to buy radios to get more, better furniture. Their style of living was beginning to change. Before long, we were actually able to build a new building in that community. And to watch some of the poorest people anywhere begin to prosper simply because they begin to recognize the law of tithing and that God does bless people when they put him first. One of the scriptures, of course, that they really got hold of was in Luke 6:38, where Jesus says, if you give, it will be given to you, a good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In the Tagalog language, that expression was takal na mabute, pikpik ligleg at umaapa. I always got tickled when I heard them talk the pikpik ligleg. But good measure, pressed down, shaken together, they began to experience what it was. And so I really, looking back over those years in the Philippines, feel like probably one of the greatest keys to our success was that early on in the ministry, we began teaching the concept of tithing. It is not something that we give out of our abundance, but rather something that we give out of even our poverty in obedience to him. For when we put him first, he provides everything else for us. So I just encourage your listeners today to remember, regardless of circumstances, don't rob God of the tithe and offering, but put him first in all things. Dale, so good to be with you. God bless you.
Thank you so very, very much. Glenn Howard, our precious friends, Glenn and Ellen Howard, for a long, long time. And bless you, Glenn. Bless you and Ellen. Glenn, I'm so thankful to have you as a member of Breakout Radio Church. We have a number of pastors and ministers who count me as their pastor. They're members of Breakout Radio Church, and I'm so honored. Well, it's time to give today. I appreciate the teaching. Gene and I practiced this all of our marriage, our 56 years. The tithe means tenth, the first portion of our income going to God. And we're thankful that Breakout Radio Church is supported by the members of this church. And so if you're visiting, you'd like to give, that would be fine. Here's how you give. You can make your check out to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And because we are a church, then your gifts are certainly tax deductible. So you can also give by credit card or debit card or PayPal. Credit card, debit card, or PayPal. And all you have to do, if you're at the Breakout Radio Church website, then there is a donate button there. And if you're at the BPN Radio website, at the bottom of the page, there's a donate button where you can use your credit card, your debit card, or your PayPal. And once again, if you're writing a check, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. I'll wait for you for just a few moments as you prepare your tithe and your offering, your contributions. And while you're doing that, I want to remind you that this program is replayed twice every day Sunday through Saturday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And so there are people that cannot go to church on Sunday morning, but we have church twice a day. Breakout Radio Church by on bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And so you tell your friends about Breakout Radio Church, if you will. And remember that we have each Sunday morning, we have people that are in our meeting room. They can pray with you, answer any questions you may have. Also, at breakoutradiochurch.com, if you'll click on meeting room, you can leave your prayer request. You can leave me a message. Or if you want to leave me a message at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. We're here to serve you. Remember, we have a new Breakout Radio Church Facebook page that you can keep up with what God is doing, and also have a personal Facebook page. We have many ways, and we're here to serve you. And so God bless you. Father, I pray right now for those that are giving, their tithes and offerings and contributions. And I pray that you would bless them. You said, given it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall other people give to you. So I bless the people that are writing a check, are given by PayPal, credit card, or debit card. I bless them in Jesus' name. And why don't you tell God bless you as you give right now. Tell your friends about Breakout Radio Church. And we are a house of prayer for all nations. Gene and I are responding to the call to go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And, to think that Breakout Radio Church is being heard across America and around the world is quite amazing. I bless you today on this Resurrection Sunday morning, this Easter Sunday. I bless you. Ask God to bless you. And if you are you happen to be listening to this program during the week, I just want you to know that we bless you. You may not have been able to attend on Sunday morning, but another time, we're thankful that we can present a church service every day of the week on BPN Radio. You go out and have a wonderful day. If you have family members, have a glorious day. I just want to leave you with this message that Jesus is alive, and because he lives, we can live also. Thank you for attending Breakout Radio Church today. Gene and I love you very much, and Jesus loves you.